I'm sure some of you might be holding my Siman Kufta as well. Sefei's the sugya of Gvina Sakam. To be makdim, first, what exactly is milk and the produce that comes out of it? So, Kadosh Baruch Hu made an amazing creation in general. One of the newest, the Flies of Barrier, one of the things is a case of milk. Milk has different parts to it. I say there are five parts to milk. It has protein, casein, the whey, has the idea of lactose, has butter fat, has minerals and water. It's one of those things that you can sustain life. A kid nurses for a couple of years, mamash, give them the chiyus. This is life. Animals also from the parents, same thing, you can nurses from it, and mamash, this is sustains life. So you can take this milk over here, and you can separate it four different times, it seems. Four different ways of separating it. First, you milk the cow, have this milk over here, you wait. A stomach naturally separates. Milk from a kosher animal naturally separates. The cream goes to the top, and the milk goes to the bottom. That separation over here, what they call the cream on top, the shemenet, it's a sweet cream, the shmetno, in Yiddish over here, with the last one we discussed, the sweet cream. That's one chelik, and that bottom is what they call the cream on top. So you skin the top, and you're left with skim milk. Now you go to the store, and you buy these 1%, or 3%, the blue or the red. But in America, I think it's 4%. What they're really doing is they're taking the fat on top, not 4%, I think it's 4% in America. What they do is they're taking the cream on top, they're putting it back inside the milk, and they homogenize it. Right? They do a process to make sure it's not separate, it stays inside. Now, if you have one process separating it, it's a natural thing, it sits, and the cream goes on top, and the milk is the bottom. If you do not put any of the cream back inside, it's skim milk. It should have 0% fat.
What's the percent?
You put in
1%. 4%, that's what it
happens. Of the milk.
Of
the milk.
Of the stuff on top? Or the
milk? No, of the milk. You have a container, a liter of milk. 1% of that is going to be the shemet they're putting back inside. Now this idea of separating it is only by kosher animals. By treif animals, the mice, it's naturally homogenized. You don't have to do any process to it. That means that will lead to the act of butter, is that we see that only by kosher animals is naturally separate. That's one thing is separating. Now once it separates, you have this cream on top, the sweet cream. You can take it off. And what you do is, you can buy any churn, take a machine that turns it naturally in the olden days, and you just start spinning it. You spin after a while, it comes to whipped cream. You keep on spinning, it turns to butter. That means butter is straight, the cream on top of the milk, without putting anything inside, and just whipping it and spinning it. Now the machines that do it, that turns a case of first whipped cream, then a case of butter. Has nothing else inside of it, pure milk. Now when you have this butter, what comes out? Liquid, which is called the buttermilk. I mean, the second separation you have over here is the butter from the buttermilk. And the second time it can separate. You take this sweet cream that is also has liquid to it, and you can go and buy an Amazon, these churners, you want to do it old style, and you can spend a half hour cranking your arms to keep your kids busy, it's called activities, and then you show them, look, we have butter, and then on the bottom you left over buttermilk. But that's the second thing of separation over here. Now, what you can do, the third thing of separation, is you can take this milk and you put inside of it a maimed. The maimed is a rennet.
Just the buttermilk, the maimed thing?
No, not the buttermilk, the regular milk. Now, I heard some people tell me that means the sweet cream is already taken off. I'm not sure if that's true or not. But if the sweet cream is off, you just take the other side. That's what Rajman says over. You take the other side, just the milk without the sweet cream there. You take that and you put it in the container, you put a rennet inside, and it starts turning into curds. And that's whey. And everyone knows Little Miss Popper, Little Miss Muffet ate her curds and whey. Curds and whey is basically the cheese is the curds. It starts curding, curdalizing, and then turns into cheese. And has whey there, the leftover liquid behind.
What
is that? Rennet is a mime and a catalyst that breaks all the enzymes around the milk so it can start connecting together. The membrane around the milk, that's separate, keeping it separate. So again, that's the third thing that can separate, is you have over here the cheese from the nesuvah de chalbo, from the whey. The curds from the whey is basically the gvina from the nesuvah de chalbo, what they call mechalov. A fourth thing is afterwards, now you have this whey. So it used to be that throughout the whey, but the whey etzem has lactose inside. Now what they do is they cook the whey that's left over from the cheese. You separate the lactose to sugar, you get sugar from milk. And you have that also, you have the meimei chalav. I mean, the olim saw the shach and simpei zayin. The meimei chalav is shalv, if it's in drabon, the raisa of chalav. But meimei chalav is only a case of drabonon. That's basically a separation built upon the gvina you separate. You have mei chalav and the gvina. And you take the mei chalav and you separate that, you're left with lactose and meimei chalav. So again, in this milk, you have four ways you can separate things. Either you have the natural sweet cream from the milk. Afterwards, you have the butter milk from the butter. You can have on the other side from the milk. You separate into cheese into mei chalav, and they separate mei chalav into mei chalav and lactose. Mamish, people are playing. That's first the Messias. I have to know learning the sugya now, just understanding what goes on over here. That's some of the basics without getting involved with cream cheese and cottage cheese and American cheese. That's all different parasha.
And you get sugar from the milk.
Lactose. Mm-hmm. If we allow chewers to get involved with this lactose milk fix.
Is it?
Is a pun pronunciation? Those are choose about it. Most parts can say no, especially to get to Segura 4, to 26 hours, but that's a separate question. But the guy to Al Segura, go back to the case of Gvino. I mean, you really clearly see we have a Sef Al, the case of Cholov, Sef Beis, case of Gvino, Sef Gimel, case of Chamo. The guy to Gvino, what's the Makora and the time behind it? So the Makora is betting by us, we have a first Mishnah of Choftes and Beis. Mishnah is an interesting way of saying it. Why they ask the Gvino? The Mishnah does not speak out clearly the ask the Gvino. They say, why they ask the Gvino for? The Rishonim do bring down that the Yishalmi has, when the Yud Ches Dover, that the Tmina Beis Filbe Shamu and Geyser, one of the things are case of Gvinos, is cheese. Meister, from our sugi in the Bible, it's not brought down that way. Sounds like it's a Gzer Chadosha, not from Beis Filbe Shamai. Therefore, some be machlekes where the Makar of the Gzer is from. Is Beis Filbe Shamai or Gzer Chadosha? What is the reason they asked that? That means we know Cholavakim is a separate Mishnah. Daflam and Hema Beis, and that's very clearly asked it. They mix inside Cholak. Inside they mix inside the Chol Tami. Why they asked the Gvino for? So as far as I see, there seem to be 10 different reasons floating around over here. What?
Why did they have one?
You mean back to the Chol Vakum? Because there they say,
no,
it's either it's a Chashmit, but not Chashmit put it inside. It's a chash ruachok. There are two ways to say over. Either the way the shach says over kuf yud ches, betzim should be bottle, or he says another way lechach aroy kuf yud ches tefkon yud ches, or the way those want to argue the shach the bach, they want to say he's nichle get a chash miut to miut. They put it aside for
the
tummy.
The whole sugya chalav and binem
it's only dinner rabbanim. Agam, the question you probably it's probably coming from some kuf yud the klal svek sveker and klal yud zayin over there. The shach puts it at the get of a deraisa. So chash otu a deraisa comes only going to end up being a case of drabonim. So it's true we give it a clone of a deraisa, but the din of that is only coming from drabonims. Now, in the Gedik Vino, there are, again, as far as I see, there are 10 reasons floating around. Just go through the svaras over here that's spoken out. First case is come along with the Mishnah, and the Bishu wants to answer back. The reason why Chazal asked Vino is because they're maimin it with a keva of a novella. First, just tight towards what that means, maimin a keva of a novella. That means again, we have this milk over here, and you have to put a catalyst inside to separate the curds from the whey. So, what do? You put a maimed inside. The maimed the Mishnah is discussing, the word is keva. Keva means the milk inside the stomach. Keva does not mean the stomach itself, it means the milk inside the stomach. That means what will they would do? What does milk have a koyach there? Before that, they would take a calf that would nurse from its mother. Then the milk will go inside the calf. Now the chiddush also is there are four stomachs in the animal of any cow. And this will go to the last stomach, to the fourth stomach straight right away. It will sit inside, wait a half hour, let's say. It will get the koichis of the urkeva. And now the milk has the enzymes that can be rendered, give the energy to make gvino. So what they would do is they would, again, take a calf, nurse it from its mother, wait a half hour, do shechita to it, and then use the milk that's inside the stomach. They'll cut up the stomach.
Oh, after
Shechita. Yeah, after they open up the stomach. So the Mishnah is saying.
Before Shechita, just milk it out.
Right. So now they did. What?
Before Shechita, can you milk it out?
No.
It goes into the stomach.
It goes into the stomach. It stays. That's the kachis. So now, over here, what happened? You did Shechita. Shechita by Goy is a get of Nevela. And therefore, you took this milk, the cave of Nevela, you took this milk and used it as a maimed. So the Mishnah says the ist over here is you took the milk inside the stomach, has the koich of the nevela now.
Why does the milk become nevela?
Because it's coming from...
something happened to the receptor within the body, that's part of the body.
So it's this animal itself, the shechita doesn't work by goy, and has a locha negate to whatever the animal is.
Well, whatever's in the stomach, it becomes
the whole animal is nevela.
But this is not part of the animal.
It sounds like it's part of the animal. That's not giving a get of the animal. The whole thing is part of the animal. So the cholov is a cholov nevela, and to use the magmin, give a bayah over here. Come on the Mishnah itself and says the cholov is a parish. Could be maybe what you're asking. But the case over here is a parish. Pirush ba'alma. Let them get a cholov. Not nevela is nothing over here. It's garbage. It has no get of achilo, no meichel over here, and therefore should be no problem inside the sugar of the milk inside the animal's stomach. Now what does that mean? We learn in Siman Pei Zayin in Siftes over there. Machlokes among the Neitzakelim come from the Shem, some of from our Sugya. Milk inside the stomach can either be kosher, congeal, or can be tzol, can be a case of a liquid. Mostly Shem, the Rambam, the Rif, they're coming from our Mishnah and says, any milk you find inside an animal's stomach is get a parish, is mutter, no problem. And that's the Mechava Paskin, is no problem. However, the Beit Tam says, Dafka, if this case is kosher and not tzol, that's the Ramah Paskins. Mashing in the Shach, being done Rashi Shito, that side tzol and side kosher is the Bayah. Which you have to know how to learn a mission over here. That was the mavuch we had in Simpei Zayin. But again, what comes out, the first reason why to ask her is a maim with the cholov, that the Mishnah says no problem, it's nichle get of a pir shabalmo. Second thing, the Mishnah goes on saying further, that you maim it again with the milk, of an egel of a avoid zara. So now you're not sure it's a pir shab, you have a bayab inside the sugi of avoid zara. In fact, the Mishnah itself, if so, it's avoid zara, should be also ba'no. Mishnah doesn't answer. So there are two reasons in the Mishnah. Both cases of the Mishnah are the sugya of Maimid. The Maimid is the case of milk. The Gemara and Aflam Hey goes on to explain why in the world they did not give a reason in the Mishnah. It's because one of the Gzeres Chadoshes. Gzeres Chadoshes, we don't say over the real reason because some people find big bukum upon it and therefore we don't say the Tam. So what is the Maimid of the Tam? So the Gemara brings down from Yeshua ben Levi that the reason it's out of sugya of Nikur, it's out of sugya of Giloi. That means that something that we'll learn today, some could design like Simon Sif Aleph, there's a Mishnah in Shumas that brings down that there's things that are left open, that there are no people around, whether it's day or night. The Mishnah says three cases, milk, water, and wine. Those three. You have a bayah that maybe a nochosh came, put its venom inside, and if it's a nif sakono, chamir sakanta meisiro, and therefore you have a bayah of the sugar over here, bayah cholov, because maybe in the milk, they came along with the sugar of gila over here. Now,
cheese in that milk,
isn't it? That's the cheese over here, for this reason.
The same milk.
It should be the same thing over here. Also, you have a problem with gila also.
No, but I'm just saying they asked cheese for this reason, but they didn't ask the milk for this reason.
Tosfos actually asked this question. Tosfos asked for this reason also. Tosfos says he did. Mm-hmm. Except Tosfos says, why in the world is not put down the Gemara? Because when people are around, there's no sugya maimed. He says, for example, let's say you know you saw the guy go inside, you go away, you know the guy, and the guy's always there the whole time. Mm-hmm. And there's no chalvi sol. So the halacha is mitzad gilo and bimotik the guy is a person there. It's to the kami. Askilo is a problem. And the shami says meforsh askilo is a problem. Now the question is this reason. Do we bring it down practically? I mean, this reason mitzad gilo. The Rebbe Tam says that's the ikker reason. The smag says that's the ikker reason. The Rebbe Parent says that's the ikker reason. The question is, and the Tam brings it down by us mitzad sugya gilo. The question now is, what about bezman hazeh and the choshim are not motzi? We don't see snakes around. Therefore, should not be any sugya mitzad the idea of gilo. That means, again, we'll see in the next Sif, in Simkov Design, Sif Aleph, the Mechaber, and again, over 40, we should have Paskim, when there's no Nechoshim around, there's no Sugya of Giloy. So, same thing.
Nechoshim is
not no Nechoshim around. That's what we're Choshim inside. I think the other creatures only Hezek, and Nechoshim are the case of Mesel. If there's no Nechoshim around, there's no Bayam inside the Sugya of Giloy. That's how the Shulchan Aruch, it's a Kehlem Be'ikah Paskim that way. So, by the Sugya Negev to Givina should be a problem here. So again, it's clear Machlokes among the Rishonim. Then also Taisus, I assume, with Alam and Hey, Taisus Echonami, Kilo is not a Bayab as Manazah. A Gam that was a Kshash, there's no problem. The Taurus of the Beis Yosef also seem to go that way. There's no problem even inside the Sugya of Giloy. Asad Hasheni, the Ben Paris, the Gois Asmak, and the Aban, they say it's true that Be'esim, there should be no Bayah of Nechoshim, Negev to Sugya of Giloy, but Negev to Cholov will be Machmer. Why? Explains the main parrots, because by a regular case of giloy, if there are no choshim around, you makel, are no choshim around, everyone knows you'll be very careful with your water and your milk and your wine, and therefore you're not to be zar. Mash Eken, the Sugya of Gvinas Akam, people think the reason is not mitzvah the Sugya of Giloy. Therefore, when there is a Bayah Mechoshim, they come along to be Mekel, because the idea doesn't apply. They would not know the reason mitzvah the Sugya of Giloy. Therefore, come along to Asi, even though the Mechoshim are not around.
Where they're
asking. They're asking the Givina mitzvah Sugya of Giloy. Why? Because people did not know that's the reason. They were going to ask them whether it's the Choshim or around the Choshim or not around. What? Yeah. But only over here and not by regular cases. Not by water, but by Givina, yeah.
Why
do
they have the same
system
by water?
No, that's
the
same. Why do they have the same Choshim? By water, everyone knows by Yav Giloy. Therefore, they know the Choshim is water, and the Choshim is also. By Givina, when the Choshim is water, you know it's water? Because this is not mitzvah Giloy. So when the Choshim is around, they'll think no problem. So it's coming to tell you, no, if I have a light plug over here, because they do not know the reason behind it. But right, we don't know the reason, there are 10 reasons over here. Right, so we don't know what the icky reason over here is. But that's a third reason. A fourth reason, more goes on further, being done by Rav Chanina. He says the reason is because it's not possible not to have inside of it any tzachtzuchei cholov. Any drops of milk inside. Now the question is that a fourth reason or a hemshech of the case beforehand? Now, as Rashi stands, a separate reason, just like by Cholav Akam, worried about the milk inside, Cholav Tomei, who didn't hear also by Gvina, also worried about the Gvina Tomei that's inside. Tyson says, talking about a Goyim who are Shaitim that put inside milk, it might not lead to a case of Gvina over here. Therefore, he disagrees, and he says the Svar of Chanina that Tzatzuchei Cholav is the reason it's not a Sugi of Giloy. It's not a fourth reason, it's a Vone in the third reason, worried about these little droplets inside, it's not a Sugi of Giloy. Fine, but the shadow of Be'ikah come on the Paiskim, they went like Rashi, that's the Torah brings down, the Rajbul brings it down. This is Nocha Bayel, we have inside the Sukkah of Chol Tomei be mixed inside. A fifth reason, Gemara goes on further, it says the idea over here, Mitzadah being Maimed the Or Keva. We said before that the way to use a Maimed, they would take the milk that was inside the animal's stomach, the calf. A second way you can do a Maimed is not you take the milk, you take the cow, and use the Bosser of the stomach itself. You take the boss of the stomach, you put it inside, you have 100 gallons of milk over here. It takes part of the boss itself of the stomach, you put it inside, and the boss itself has these enzymes that can create a catalyst over here to separate the milk from the cheese. So not that you took the milk itself, said the Mishnah, is not a bayah, because it's a pirsha. What you do here, you took the or itself, and the or of a bayah, it's not a sugim nevela. Mind the or nevela. That's how the Rambam brings it down, the smack, the Rashba. They bring down, it's this reason, what Shmuel says, at mind the or keva. Oh, we'll get to that. Kashi, yes, yes, well, Paul, we'll have to get to that. First, go to the reasons. Well, we'll get, yeah. So, yes, a fifth reason over here. A sixth reason, I'm going to go further, being down from Malachio. He says, really, because it can be put on top of it, be Malachic with the face of the Shuman Chazir, which seems to be to take the cheese, but smooth out with the Shuman Chazir. And therefore, the Rashba and the Torah being down this reason. That means it comes out there, till now, so far, we have the Rajbo and the Torah bringing down three reasons. We said three of them already. Either Tzuchei Chelev, or also Sugya of the putting of the fats of the Shuman of the Chazir, or the Arkeva. Those are three reasons. Or you have the Rambam bringing down one reason, also Arkeva. The Gemara goes further, brings down a seventh reason over here, because you remind me of the case of Chemitz over here. Chemitz and Bayab inside the Sugya of Yain Nesach. And that Gemara itself has a kasha upon it, of course, should be also Banal. The Gemara brings down an eighth reason because you mime it with a sraf and an erlo. The Gemara also has the kash against that. Let it also be also by now. A ninth reason, Kamlong Taisvis, says, Lamai says, why are we asking it for? Mitzad Giloy, Lamai says, not a Choshmiran. Mitzad Maim Bar Keva, we don't pass it that way. So Lamai says, what are we worried about for? It's a Tzuche Chelev, we're talking about Shaitim over here. It's only Mitzad Tzuche Giloy, we're not a Choshmiran. Why ask for it? So Kamlong makes up another reason. Let's not say the Gemara. We said we have two ways to use a mime to bet them. We have the cholov that's inside the calf of the stomach, and you have a case over here that you have the buster of the stomach. So it tells you the third option. You can take an animal, do shechita to it, open up the stomach, take regular milk and pour it inside the stomach, do melicha to it, draw out the energy from the stomach and go inside the milk, and then be miming it with that milk. That means the third option.
You take kosher milk and
regular milk from the store, from the refrigerator, take that, you pour it inside the stomach, you do an active melicha, you wait an hour, you'll get the koiches now of the stomach, you take that and pour it to 100 gallons, and that has a category of being a maimed.
That's what he's telling me. It doesn't mean to be milk, though. This milk that's already inside that didn't necessarily kept in the cup of the enzymes.
You can say that also if you want. I don't think it will make a difference. Because then you get about, if it's the milk inside, you get involved with the lachot sol. Is it get a prusha or not? So I'm just saying, even
the saying, then you salt it.
So what?
I thought that it gets the enzymes that were from the nevela.
But I don't think it makes a difference. Any milk you're talking about, you take any milk, you put it inside, you milk it, you take the kaiches out, and therefore it's nichel in the category of being maimed with that. Now that doesn't get a pirshah b'alma, because be'etzem it's regular milk, has a kaiches in the nevela, and you maimed with the milk. Now, Tosis ends up with the words, therefore, should be also misal suga bosu b'cholav, which the Beis Yishev of the Maisel left it out, and the Chaim asked, why should be bosu b'cholav? Should be a suga of the Vela. Tosis says the word bosu b'cholav. It's kasha and Tosis. That's the ninth reason over here. That you mime it with the cholav, after being, the word of Tosis to be mileth the keva, meaning the milk, with the R over here. A tenth reason why to ask her.
If it's milk from Me'ama, then it makes sense why it's bosu b'cholav.
Yeah, but it's possible shishim, we'll get to that. Tosis said it can't be bosu b'cholav. A tenth reason, there's a Mordechai over here that's a Ben Shmuel that the Moshe says Ramal Batzim is Choshish for. We'll get to why that's so. That's them going out to get Jews. Why? They won't put things to Tommy in just to get Jews. Just for that reason. They have to get us. I, they gain nothing out of it, and that's it. They're just here just to make a trip. That's a massive Chiddush. We'll learn the Sugya of Chshad. We're not Choshish that way. The Moshe himself points out we don't pass that way. But he wants to say, we'll get to the Ramah, but also to base, he wants to say, that's the side of the Ramah, why he wants to be Choshul HaChilos. So again, so we have 10 reasons falling around over here, why Gvin is Osir. The two main reasons, or two main Mahalchim, is either you have the Ramah's Mahalach, like Machab brings down, the Maimed with Ar Keva, or you have the other Mahalach, the Rashba and the Torah, they bring down three reasons, either Maimed with Ar Keva, or Tzachtuche Cholov, or the case you're being Machlechit with the Shum Chazir. Focus on the ones put on the Mechaber. The Mechaber brings down the reason we decided to be reminding it with the Ar-Keva. Now the Taz starts off with two basic questions over here that really we still in Pei Zayin, just to speak out. One question he asks, the Maaseh, we're discussing the Asim Mitzad HaSugya of Nevela. Why don't you ask him Mitzad HaSugya of Basar B'Cholav? What happened Mitzad HaSugya of taking the stomach of an animal, you're putting inside milk. So you're taking Basar inside Cholav, that's called Basar B'Cholav. So why is that Nichla Isra Basar B'Cholav? Or at least that's be the reason why Chazal Ugezer Atavas B'Cholav. So the way how Tosis himself wants to answer, if you put it inside, is Nichla get of Tzaydim and Tzaydim, case of Kavash over here, and Tzaydim and Tzaydim would not be Ugezer, a case of Atar, a case of Basar B'Cholav, which only did Rabbanim. It would be like a Gzeir L'Gzeir. The Shul would have a Bayah Basar B'Cholav. To make a Gzeir Atar that, then we're not going to make Gzeir to the Maimon of Or came inside. That's Tosis' reason. Now the Olam, I assume know the first or the second Kivagir in Sim Pei Zayin. Everyone Pei Zayin, they start loading Pei Zayin. They're really into it, so let's see what Kivagir is over there. He brings down this Malach of Tosfos. He says he doesn't understand. Over there we learn the Sugya. Kivagir brings down over there three times. The Shul brings down over there. Let's say you do an act of Kvisho or Malicha to Basar and Chalav. Then you took it in the Mavashla to an act of Bishul. Deraisa. It's a Deraisa. Everyone knows Deraisa. Say also, let's be Geyser, utter case of Deraisa. They did the act over here of making the milk, then you go liter case of cooking, be liter case of Deraisa. With Tzorchin and Tosfos. Tzorchin. Well, that's Tosfos. The second Malach that the Taz brings down for Magash, the Rambam, the reason over here why it's Mutter, Mitzal Basim Macholov, is what comes out of the end of Pei Zayin, over there in Sifud Aleph, the Mechab brings down that the whole idea of Maimid is Dafkim case of the Gate of the Veil, not by Basim Macholov. Basar b'cholav is betzim as heter b'heter. To aser it, you need the sinus tam. Here, you have a little tube of rennet, you have 100 gallons of milk, it's bottle b'shishim. So therefore, negate to nevelo, we get to Allah ha'afil b'alfai bottle, because betzim is an issel over here. But negate to basar b'cholav, until there's the sinus tam of basar inside cholav, or vice versa, there's no issel d'raisa. So there is no issel when you put mitzah basar b'cholav, the or of the kevah inside the case of cholav. What? No, not sure. We're not. Mutter. With the Goyim are doing. Goyim are making it. They can do whatever they want. Could we buy it? How could we buy it? So, also, if you look over there in Pei Zayin, Sifud Aleph, that's the Mechaber Shita. By Bas Bechol, there's no Sugya to answer it. Now, we did see over there the Ar Cholkim, Mikotzer, Kotzer. We saw over there the Ar Paiskim, Taino, that by Bas Bechol, Afil Be'elf, is to be Machmer. The Chassam Sofer brings down that way to be Choshesh. And the Pesach Tshuva, we do not call that way. And those want to go for Karas. The Yom Shlomo wants to bring down Ben Shimshin, that even by Nevela, it would be bottled with Shisha. But the Ikkar Mechaba goes like the Rimagash, the Rambam that's brought down on the Taz over here, that the Chilm between Nevela and Bosom Cholob. Nevela will say the Loch is Fil Belach, Mashing Bosom Cholob, the Loch is bottled with Shishim, and since you have Shishim over here, there's no Nasin this time. That's the first thing, why it's not Bosom Cholob. The second question the Taz says is why is it not bottled with Stamazai? Why does it say the Klal of Fil Belach bottle? So over here, the Taz is 2 Tuotsim, among the Shem, 3 Tuotsim. The first Malach is the Rambam of Ikkar Pesach Grow, the Klal of Maimed. The Sugya Maimon, they were saying that something is a catalyst, that it's nicker. The idea of Maimon is we see over here that the only way you have cheese is something you put inside. So it's clearly defined as something's inside over here. The gam, I don't know exactly what it is, but it's nichol idea being nick over here. And therefore, we have a klal of Maimon afil be'avlei bottle. That's the chiddush of the case of cheese, Maimon afil be'avlei bottle. That's one malach, how be'ik the place can go. There is a second malach, the Raibit, again brought down by the Taz. He wants a taino, since over here the Kohen did something, we won't be machem goyim, should not make a mishul on macholi akmo here. Therefore, negate to macholi akmo, we will not say the klal of betel. Now, laloch lemaiseh, to go this way, the Taz does bring it down. The native Yudin Shuvah points out, the Rambam, the Reed Magash, and all the Svarim do not go this way. If we don't pass like this mahalach, that we have no din of betel by macholi akmo, we do have a sugya of betel. A third mahalach, there's a Rajba that he went.
He says he brings it down now.
What is Rashba?
This
Rashba. Right, sure, the opponent's going to bring it down. The Buddha points out that we can do much rise to it, but we don't hold like this halakha, this malach. We could go to the Sugya Maimit. The third malach is the Rashba that says something they put in Bekavono has no Gedo Bittel. Something you put in to mix in Bekavono, there's no Sugya Bittel. Therefore, you're putting in the Maimit, Bekavono, to be part of it, no Sugya Bittel. Again, they point out, the Buddha and other Shubas point out that we had, for example, some Kovidal and Sevav. Someone put wine inside something that's kovish, but Kavanah says Rambam there's a case of bittel. Says the Nodi Behuda that Rambam was against Rashba, we don't pass like this Rashba. I mean, you have three reasons, but Ikkar Pesachim say mitzad the Sugya Maimon, that's how we go to be machmer. Mitzad the idea of Maimon after you have elplay bottle. Now, once we have this Isser, we have went through its first Mitzias, went through the 10 reasons why to Aser, and the focus on the idea of being Maimon or Kevo. What happens when there is no Chashash? There's going to be a Heter, the no Chashash. Is it similar? Or really, the question we're asking the other way around. We look at Sugya Cholav Akum. The question was Cholav Akum like Vino? That would come along with, say, Leplug to Aser? No matter what, even put inside a Salvin? No, the question is, Cholav be different than Vino. The question is, Vino itself. Maybe there's no Chash, the Maestro has to be a miracle. So again, Tesis, Rabbi Tam, the Goine Narbunya, I'm not sure what that is, they come along like Taino, that the Gemara's reasons of Gilad doesn't apply. Tzachzuchei Cholav and Tzachzuchei of Giloi, the idea of being machlik, the Shem and Tap from the Chaz we don't go to, therefore they said, no chash for matter. The way Tam, Allah Chamais is brought down by the Mordechai, he be Ikeh Eldos Motor. There's no Bayag with Akhm, there's no chash. Atzal Hasheni, the Rambam, when he brings it down, his words are the mixes koinim, I'm not sure if he holds that fully, the mixes koinim come on the Taino, that even put in a Savim, Leipel Chazav, and ask no matter what. Therefore, that's the Ikkar, we shouldn't bring it down the way. The Smag, and the Smak, the Amban, the Ben Paris, the Rajma, they come along the tour and they say we have a light plug over here. Therefore, the way the Mechab brings it down, the Machmer, the Mosad, the Vechain Haminik, the Ein Lifwitz Geder, unless there's a meaning otherwise. That means he agrees the Archol from over here, he agrees the Israel Meitam that disagrees. However, the Loch is with me, Machmer, no matter what, across the board, even if there's no Chash over here, even if all 10 regions do not apply, the Meister can be Machmer. Now, what's to be machmer on who to be machmer on? Avad and a guy. What about negate the sugya of a mummer? So the sugya of mummer seems to be bypass the mavucha, a bishul, it's a little more reason to be machmer. By cholov, also we brought down the dakishuba from shulei dovet to be machmer, most of them want to be mekel. For the case of a gvina, now as far as I have to work out, it's not that simple why. Maskim. Now, negate the chur gvina should be the same sugya as cholov. The Maisa, the only one I found in Gvino is the Chalkas Ben Yomin and the Yashim and Shuvah, and the Maisa, the Mekalon Cholov. It's the Mekalon Gvino. If you go through the Svaris, if you go through the idea of Tzatzuchei Cholov, that's the reason. So if you make on Cholov, you make on Gvino. If you go with Tzatzuchei, you might put a Dovah Tommy inside, you have to be Malabachi. There's any Chash, any Chlami. They agree to be Mach, but there's real Chash, no Chash to be Mekal. The Maisa, those who Mach my Cholov, they'll be Mach my case of Gvino. Most from my see are make by Gvino, make by Cholov. Who did my Gvino will not be any Chumro, negate a Chiloini. And therefore, we'll be back to the case of Chol Yisrael. Now, once we have this green over here being made by a guy, how do you matter it? It's coming to the Amor, and the brings down what he's supposed to go do. He says, a person, if he saw, sees the Gvino and sees the milking process, he says two things. Number one, the milking process of Chol Yisrael. And number two, you see them making the Gvino of Gvino Sakam. Then the mice says, Motor. My mock milk in the Dakimoisho, the shock brings you down. It's my halakhs among the Shaynim, but the Gura says, if he saw, sees it for the Chol and for the Gvino, the mice says, Motor. Kamal Shach, and he disagrees, and he wants to tell him that Gura is not a Rayo. He has three ways to answer that Gura. Either the Gura discusses him Yuchut the Sugyo Shabbos, the Rayo brings down the Hilcha Shabbos over there, they get to a Sugyo, your Chosha, maybe the Goy will be Mezuyah, making Mezuyah for cheese over here, and if you want to buy it from him and sell it to Goy, that's one answer. The second answer, he wants to tell him that Gura is going to the Rishayim Huamekel, Benetam. The Gun in the Bunyo, the whole Gvino is always over here. Or third case, you want to say, Echlami, that's Gvino, not a problem, that you own the Gvino over here, you own the milk over here. But from the Gun, there's no Raya. And therefore, at the end of the day, he disagrees. He says, but Ikki Raya, he wants to be Machbis on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, by Cholov, to be Makel, you need Riya. Gvino, don't say those words. So by Cholov, they get it upon Riya Sisrol. Yisrael sees it as Chol Yisrael. By Gvino, it has to be something like that a Yisrael owns. If you own it, that's enough. Otherwise, it won't be enough. Or the one who makes it, right? The one who owns it, the one who makes it is enough. Ma'aseh Dishach, the Bichodesh went this way, the Gain went this way, Tveres Al Mishnayis, Kishchon Aruch. Tzad Hasheni, the Olim sees the Pesach Tshuva. He brings down, Numis HaChoyim disagree, the Judas Tshuva, the Midchis Yaakov, the Pitoyar, they come along and say, the Minig is not that way. He says the incorrect from Makarius, Agam the Shach has bunch of Rishonim, they answer all the Rishonim, say, Vakaret, Allah is not that way. We hold, as long as Yisrael sees it, it's enough in the case of Gvino. The Taz is not clear what he holds.
It says like the Shadlan, he says the Rambam.
I'm
saying aside from the Rambam.
So, the Chag Ben Yom and Siyunim, Kuf
Samachas,
Ayin Shah. I think the two ways are we in the Taz. Now, we have this Ramah, those who want to go like Ramah. And if you look in the Hilchot Shabbos and Simon Shin Zayin, the Ramah Lashitosei over there says the Re'iyah is enough, and over there, Kamal Lashukhan Archarab, and the Mishnah Berurah, and they bring down the Shach and said, no, we pass the Maisel like the Ramah. Mishnah Berurah himself brings down, and therefore the Mishnah, the Kalachayim, the Chaznish, the Moshe Tshuva, the Hosner, they come along and say, we be Ikka Paskin, the Loch is like the Ramah, and that Loch is Re'iyah, the Maisel is enough. And you don't not need a case of a Yisrael making the cheese itself. Now the Orch HaShulchan Maisa, he comes along and says, like, Achil to be choshesh for the Shach, but you ever like your Amor? And the way that, oh, you, when he brings it down, says, all the Kash organizations of the Maisa are Machmer. The Gam is the Machmer.
It's
Kash organizations. No, don't talk about like Achil right now. No.
If he sees
Riyah, it's like that's when he did not see the Khalifa as Khalif. If you see, he starts with Larmi beforehand.
What do you mean?
No, if you see, if you saw Riyah, Asiyah, Sekvina, and Khalifa, both Mutter. Larmi beforehand. It's Mutter. Now, the OU come along and says that the Kash organization of Maisa Machmer, Gamma, if you look among the Svarim, because the Pesachim seem to go like the Ramah, to make over here. Once they say to him Machmer, what does it mean to be Machmer? So again, the Shach has. So number one, either they put the renin inside, or the Svarim say they push the button to make the machines go, or they say you can own the animals. The Shach says own the animals, own the cheese, that itself is enough. Come on with Pesach Tshuva, and because I'm not to love dafka, even the cheese, even the, just own the renert, the maimer, that itself is enough. So what the Kash organization, the mice, they're doing, they're coming and they're owning the maimer, the renert. That's what they're doing. Now the Svarim get involved how they make a kidney in the renert. It's nichel baya dovish loybal oilam. So Moshe and Tshuva says, this can work out in the Machosina. The Machosina can buy things that are not here yet. So he says, Echlam, we can make a Kenyan. Talking about at the case of Yad Rabbanon, Altina the Machosar, you can make a contract with them, we can own it.
Why is that enough? Why Dina Machosar doesn't make it there
inside Kishmish, right? It does, it stands up and. If you hold a kinnis, I'm not sure why it's not worse than kinnis Tumto. In kinnis Tumto, I'm not sure why it's not worse than kinnis Tumto. Now, there are others, the OU has a couple letters about it, or Chalutz Binyan gets involved with it, but they point out, if it's, the OU gets involved with, to make sure it's not a chukh l'klulo. I mean, let's say something happens to Renan, what happens over here, practically. You have to make sure that it really stands up, of course, it's not really a joke over here, and then once you make the kinyon done correctly, and it really means something, echanami, they have the chum over here of the shach. It will not be a problem. What?
And then you don't need a
seer? Right, you don't need a seer. If you own it, the shach says it's nothing. You have two ways to make... It comes out, there are three ways to make Gvinas Yisrael. According to Amor, it's sing it. According to the Shach, to be Machmi, he says either to own it or to put the Renin inside.
It's a budget that the Shach will hold that the Renin is being enough to be owned in the Renin.
The Shach does not discuss that. The Pesach Tshuva says that. The Chalutz Binyan Yomim says we have no right that the Shach disagrees with that.
Renting also. Renting the
Shach. Renting, yeah, you own the animals.
So
or owning
your
sacred.
It's a strange thing because it comes out. It's really cool. If you just own it, even if it's...
It's Yisrael. Right. Not part of
the
Gzera. They're not going to call Yisrael. If you saw the Omei Yisrael, they're not going to. No Gzera there.
So I'm glad that's Kabina in your house.
Now, that's in the case, the Ramon's very clear that when he did this aspect, that means until now we've got some Kabina, and to take care of the Kabina, you have to always take care of two aspects, the Cholov and the Kabina. So you've saw the Cholov, and you take care of the gvino either by singing kol ramo or owning the animals or doing the ma'aser kol to shach. That's b'seid de lechatchilo. The ramon that mamshich. Let's say you did not say see the chaliva, did not see the milking of the cows, but you saw them do the act of the cheese. So first the shach said the idea of singing the gvino. That's the ramon l'shitalsoi. That means according to the shach, you have to own the ramon over here. But let's say you did not see the chaliva. What's the loch in that case? On that kamlong ramon says we makel it's b'di'evit. That means right now we're discussing not the sugya of gvina zakum, now going back to the sugya of cholav akum. That means you have cheese over here. In every cheese, you have to worry about two sugyas. One, gvina. You took your gvina, you have avada. There's no way around gvina. You have to either own something or see it. There's no way around gvina. It's like klug. Even asav is also, you have to take your gvina. Now you have gvina, you have a bayam, it's a sugya of cholav akum. What's the lock with that cholav akum? It's kamal gamma. And it says in this case, the maisim would be ever be makel. Why? Because you put inside something dava tamei. The ma'aser said there's no, it cannot be ma'aser something dava tamei. But vada they did not mix in something dava tamei. Vada they wouldn't do that. Why would they put in something dava tamei? Making cheese over here. Therefore, lavosh chach mazon they being down that way. Vada they would not do that. Asad Hashani, the Taz comes along, and he disagrees. Says gvina we have a loy plug. That's like dola being down the Taz. The gvina we have a loy plug. But the obvious question, and it could be what the Kursi Ketha means, he says, the Dugum Klushim, we took care of Gvino. Asugi now is Cholov. Cholov don't have a light plug over here. So one in the world is a Taz Isking in the Ramah, let's have a light plug to Asir over here. The Gvino we took care of, you saw it. You have a Sugi Mitzak Cholov. Cholov might be a light plug. Asad Ashlishi over here, again, the Moslem B'dievet, Taz is even B'dievet is Asir. Come on, go Moshe, and he says, even Lachat Chilo should be Motor. Sounds like a Moshe L'shitosai. The Ramah himself goes on saying that Vada, no one in their right mind will mix in something that cannot be mimed to make a case of cheese. So the Ramah says, Ilcha Raya Gadol Bizu. It's better than case of Yetzir and Nichnas. Yetzir. Right. It sounds like, what's it more coming over here doing over here? Why be Machmer? Madach Yetzir and Nichnas. Why does it work? He's afraid to put something inside. And this is not afraid. Avad is afraid. Avad is not going to go do it. Achas kamo bekamo. Yechiv nechaz. The guy come back half hour later. It's the only case over here. Avad did not put something inside. Divi wants to be etzim lechatchilo. It could be mekel. Even lechatchilo. Except why is Amor being machber for? What's this one? Amor. He wants to tell you he's being machber. It's sad. Rebbeinu Shmuel's shito that he's out to get you. Going me out to put davatame. Just put treifus inside your food. Out to get you. That's what Moshe brings down. That's what Amor being chush over here for. He points out, we get the sugya of chshad, avad not passed in this way. And therefore, he said that avad medina should be mutla tchilo, but maybe yishmam should be machmer. So he ends up saying over here that yishmam should be machmer by gvina, also chol akum sugya, but otherwise, that's what should be mutla, because it's not worse in case of yotim and nechnas.
It's your terpa, though.
What?
It's like any terpa, very much says you don't. That's not the same
gather
as
Cholakim. Well, we'll get to what I think we mean. We'll get to what it says. That means they end up saying to me, to Mekel Medinoi, except a Baal Nefesh should be Machmer. Now, again, so we have these two sugya of Yagvino and the sugya of Cholov. They get back to the Mal sugya of Cholov. I think it's a practice. You have to know what he means over here. It says Cholov Akum, you can be Mekel B'di Eved. Come on, the Shach and gives you three, I guess, addendums of when he says to be mekel b'di'evet. He says 3 points over here. Number one, he says to be mekel b'di'evet, he says, dafka behefzim ruba, unless you saw part of the chaliva. That means you saw none of the chaliva, and then it comes out to 3 levels over here in the shach. You saw the whole chaliva, according to Amar b'mekel, shach disagrees. So part of the chaliva, the Amar b'mekel b'di'evet. Don't see any of the chaliva, alachi dafka behefzim ruba. That's how, number one, he says in the Ramah. Number two, he says in the Shach in the Ramah. This halacha daf when you're buying...
The Ramah doesn't say that.
It says b'di'evet.
Yeah,
and he says the Shach, what he means is when he saw part of the Chaliva. That's not he doesn't see any... What?
Where do you get the
Shach?
Where do you get the
Hefzim Ruvah? He said the Ramah, Dakamoshe. He says, Dakamoshe, he said Hefzim Ruvah, look the Ramah, the Torah's Katas. That's what makes it 2 levels. Right. So he has, again, he has Kasha. Look at the Torah's Katas, Hefzim Ruvah, here's Mekel b'di'evet. So he says over here means only so part of it, Aleph. Second, he says, Dafka, when you buy the cheese or pimishkal, you buy the liquid, and then they make it into cheese, then the guy will put in, make more liquid. Beer, double, look what it means. You tell the guy, I'm buying 100 gallons of milk, and make cheese out of it. And you're paying by the gallons of milk. So then you're paying by the gallons of milk, now the guy has an incentive to put inside Chalav Tamei. Whoever's left over, they'll throw out, and since you're paying by that, you won't have a heter but the evet when you're buying the milk aspect. Only in the buying the mishkal or the case you're buying the mountain cheese, the skum of the cheese over here.
Does he know you're buying it for cheese?
What?
Does he know you're buying it for cheese?
Even though he knows you're buying it for cheese. He'll gain out of it.
It's too busy for your cheese.
No. He'll be left over. So I'll throw it out. He'll gain out of it. It's worth it. You're buying 100 gallons, I'll put 120 gallons. A lot of it's left over, throw it out. Maybe. Sure. Therefore, I think it's very important. The Kamal Chalitz Binyamin says, today, what a cheese company is doing, because they're buying from other companies, and they're paying by the milk, by the volume over here. Therefore, once a time, the Ramah's heter.
As the cheese starts coming out, they're going to say that something's very wrong in
the
universe.
Mitzad, this heter of saying, no, once the shop came
out. 1,000 liters
of milk. Fine. They'll put a one, they'll put an extra liter to charge more. They have no reason why not to. Again, but it comes out that they're putting in more, and it's therefore come out this heter that the Ramah is saying, but ever's mutter. And the Shach says, Dafka, and this is the Kimto. Again, the Shach is very clear. Dafka, you're buying the cheese or weight. Now we can buy volume. Our situation, by our companies, are buying by volume. We're buying the cheese company, is buying from the farm, from the milk company, by volume. And that, in essence, they're paying for volume. Therefore, there can be chol tummy inside. I mean, this cloud points out that we will not have a heter by our cheeses, this heter. No? Number three, come along the shach and says, this is a loch of b'di'evet, it sounds like once the cheese is made. He points out, look at the ma'amokum, and he wants to change maybe the gears from the shach, and it means once the milk is ready, they have a heter b'di'evet. That doesn't mean that's when the cheese is made. The klom in the Ramah. When Moshe Lamaisi come along and says, which I think now the Chassid Spinyon makes the master of Nafkamino, come along with Moshe and says, can you buy Chol V'Yisrael cheese, really, Gvinas Yisrael, that's Chol V'Akam. That is really, let's put that one more. Gvinas Yisrael, that's Chol V'Stam. Chol V'Stam.
Miller's cheese.
Why? Come along with Moshe and says, Chol V'Stam, I said, not Badashtri Machmer. Gvinas Akam, I said, Badashtri Machmer. Put two together, even Baal Nefesh does not have to be Machmer. He says, don't have to do two Baal Nefeshes. So Al Tzgvino, he did not see the Chaliva. He says, Be'ikr, he wants to argue them on. He says, but Rav Chilis, Motor Baal Nefesh, Machmer, and Tzerval, Tzmein, Shmuel. Chol V'Akim, Be'ikr, he wants to hold his Motor. Not Zadi, he's a D over here. Baal Nefesh should be Machmer. Baal Nefesh is Baal Nefesh. Motor Rav Chilis, no problem. And therefore, there are cheeses in America, Kiduah, that are Gvinas Yisrael, that's Chol V'Stam. Now, you could tell me they can sell it, no problem, because of Baal Nefesh, like people make a Chol V'Stam. Gvinas Yisrael is Chol V'Stam. Cheese in America, there are two companies in America. One's Chol V'Yisrael, one's Chol V'Stam. That's the question. Again, there, if you go to any store in the Flatbush or Barbach, the two cheeses there, one's Chal Gvias Yisrael and Chal Yisrael, one's Gvias Yisrael and Chal Bach. That's how it is.
Even Ramesh was saying, it's right next to each other, he says,
here's a Baal Nefesh, They said, even
though. Said,
I don't think, what he's saying. Yeah, I think he's saying,
if any bit of tikkun, anything he says, you don't do matter, but it's the same exact thing, I think he says.
Okay. The Maisel, I think, with the Chal Gvias Yisrael now, it doesn't make enough Kamino. Chal Gvias Yisrael is saying, that there is no heter of b'di'evet because the companies of the cheeses are buying it from the milk companies. Now, if you tell me the cheese companies have their own farm, Kenzine might be the same halacha.
They don't.
But they don't have, as far as I know. Right? They're buying from the milk farm. It'll come out, you won't have this cooler Ramosha than a Baal Nefesh to be machmer. Baal Nefesh Ramosha should be machmer in the case of cheeses.
They're buying chicken milk from like a what?
Therefore, they won't. Again, the Ramosha b'di'evet is both true. The Shach says, Dafka, when you're buying the weight, the mishkol, or you're buying the amount of cheese. Not when you're buying volume of the milk. It's going in the Ramah's heter. He wants to argue on that. But the Ramah doesn't have a heter when you buy the volume. Because why go will put inside the Chal Tomei? That's Chashvim.
So the cheese that he was talking about.
No, so again, there are people in America who buy Chal Tam, they buy Gvinis Chal Tam also. So is they could make maybe it's a little bit different because. Could be a little bit different, because by Chol Stam, we have one reason Chol Tam mixed inside. By Gvina, we have 10 reasons. According to the Mekel, they don't hold that reason of maybe putting a Chol inside, right? Tell you said we're not finished for that reason. Fine, can't say. But,
something has an OU on it. Cheese has an OU on it. What is that?
Chol Stam. It has to be Gvinis Yisrael. Has to be Gvinis Yisrael. Yeah. Oh yeah. Only thing is Chol Stam. It has to be Gvinis. There's no way around Gvinis Yisrael. Now if Sam Sofer came along and said Chol Yisrael is like Gvinis Yisrael, that's the question. Back to Chol Yisrael and Sivalev. Sam Sofer's sheet was and Pesuk Chuvah bringing down that Chol Yisrael is like Gvinis Yisrael no matter what. Nesav Minyan and Lo Plug no matter what. Now Moshe also Nesav Minyan, but only not Nesav Minyan. No. The word Nesav Aminyan can have two definitions. But Moshe says he also holds Nesav Aminyan. He writes that in Tshuva. Nesav Aminyan. Yeah, by Chalav, he says Nesav Aminyan. He writes that. Except when there's it has to be some chshash there. If there's no chshash, the mice is mutter. Sam Sofer says it's Nesav Aminyan, even if there's no chshash, it's also. Like I saw from like Kvino. Correct, that's the third sheet. That's three sheets in the Chalav. It has to have a chshash somewhere. There is no chash, the idea of the mice is matter. Fine, just to end off the case of cheese, they discuss, let's say you have a chol of cheese of a guy that's mixed in with a chol of yisol, or a gvinus yisol, is that shishim or roiv? That means by pas you know the get is roiv, by bishol knows the get is roiv, by gvinus, it's very clear the shachas, price can be down in case of a shishim. It will be mamash can answer it, and therefore we say in the clause, svek, we give it a get of a deraiso. Fine, that's gvinus. Case of next, sif gimel, suga chemel, butter. So again, I already mentioned Gini Chaburo that you take the cream that's on top, you take it off of the milk when it separates, and you churn it and turn it into butter. That means it does not have to add anything, and only kosher animals can turn into butter, and not shreif animals. That means butter, chemel. Now, today, I don't know, the mice that someone emailed me is that they sell now donkey cheese. It's not possible, that it's worth $650. A pound for the donkey cheese they sell somewhere. So I don't know if today you could also make donkey butter. But fine. But the Zman HaChazal was only made from kosher animals. So the question now is, what's the lot of the game to Chemo? So first thing is, what's my mokum to Aser? And as far as behind it, then they go to the Locho. So first, my mokum, again, come on, Rishonim, the smag that Rishonim bring down, that there is a Yishalmi somewhere that says it's Nichol Yitches Dover. They point out, number one, solely not in the Babli, and only that, even the Yishalmi Ba'os doesn't have it. So it's not in the Babli, and even our Yishalmi doesn't have it. So to Aser it mitzad, a Marmokum, we don't have a Marmokum to Aser. The question now is, we have 10 Sforits to Aser Gvino. So let's Aser this for the same reasons, Chemo. So just to analyze it, let's take the 10 Sforits, 6 of them are mitzad Sugi of Maimed. That means either Maimed with the Kevo, or the Kevo, or the case of the Eglav and Zoro, or the Chaimitz, or the Shach Orlo, or Shemolcha Mekeva, 6 of them are Smaimit. By butter, there is no maimed.
They used to make butter the same way we make one?
Yeah. But no, they now we have machines that do it.
No, but you're saying it seems like from the sugar that they're talking about cheese. They like, you, oh, it's pasha, it's like cheese.
No, again, the chema, again, you take the shemenet, and you just spin it.
You're saying they always did it like that?
Yeah. As far as I can see, read, and tell, they always do it that way. So six of the reasons don't apply, because there's no maimed over here. Very simple. Right? The one, the reason inside the Shumer Chazir on top of it says I think the Aruch HaShulchan brings down. My state not put Shumer Chazir on top of Gvina, not on top of butter. So inside the Sugya of Giloy, so basically it's being done in Beta Parrots, it said there are no holes here, therefore there's no Bayam inside the Sugya of Giloy over here. So that's him, we're only left with one reason to discuss. Asach Tzuche Cholav Tamei inside. Is there any milk that's left inside? That's really the only question. I mean, of the 10 reasons, none of them just don't apply. Question really one of them. We have to worry about the little bit of milk that's inside. That might be that the milk that is tummy. So now those who want to answer. Butter. Oh, so come up the Beis Yosef. It says we ask a question. Why don't we ask him to have cholov already? So Beis Yosef says, and the bus coming down, that till it comes beyond the soul, that we're not going to it. We see that we have different cholov here. Cholov is called tvinas, is called chemas, is called, and we'll get about all the cases also. That it sounds like, and the Beis Yosef really says by us in Sif Gimel, that till it comes beyond the soul, there was no zero on milk until it comes beyond the soul. Now, negato chemo, why to answer it? So again, there seem to be three reasons why to answer it, and the reason why to make it. The reason why to answer, either you come along, we have the Rashba's reason, and it says, just like we are machmin in Gvinas Akum, it's nichel negato Gvinas Akum, because that's the tzachtzuchay chalov inside. It's part of Gvinas Akum. Asset sepeis, gimel is part of sepeis. That's what Rashba says. We're not going to differentiate one of the other. There's chalov, tomei ben agumos, here and there. There's no difference. Second sheet of the Rambam, he says, no, why do we ask the Gvinas Akum for? That's maimed, there's no maimed here. So he holds not part of Gvinas Akum. Except he comes along and says, we're choshev the cholv in the Gumay Silver, cholv tamay, that might be Be'en v'nikir, we're going to ask him inside that. That means the Rajba and Rambam are both saying it's cholv tamay over here, but one saying it's part of Gvinas Akum, so you don't have to do with Gvinas Akum, it's a new chashash over here. The cholv tamay is over here. Now on this Rambam that says it's nikir, and the fact over here that it's not bottles, Be'en, the Rajba says, what are you talking about? Even if it's not, even if it's mavotel over here, even if you take it away, the mice still be also. That means even though you can see it, but the mice cannot separate it, still wants to answer it. Now what he said in the Machalik is Rambam and Rajba, we had in Simon Kuvdald, the Taz brings it down, what he said in the Machalik is Ayin Shom. Third reason why to answer it, Kamu Yisavet Orach, we're talking about the nice Kalim, is Mitzab Etzim milk is fine. You make over here butter, there's no way of doing it, except in this cream on top. There's no way of making it from Chol Tamei. Except, they go around from house to house, and ask people, give me some milk to and let sit to make the make butter out of it. The pots and pans they were using were treif. And had bleas, or they had some leftovers that were treif. And they're gathering together not just milk, they're gathering together milk that inside of it other ingredients that were not done, were not there on purpose, but gathering it from Goyim. You had dirty pots and pans, and they had chaz inside, the veils inside, dam inside, chelev inside, other yisurim inside, balabatish. That's the third reason. I mean, there are three separate reasons why to aser, and take one off kamino, if you mevashel it, would it work or not? According to the Rashba, it's exeris kamino. Like plug, we aser it, no matter what. According to the Rambam, you take it out, the mice is motor. That's where you're coming from. The mice will be motor. That's why to aser it. Why the mice is to be mekel? So come along, the Ben Peres brought down in the Beis Yosef, because mice there are no gumas over here. And therefore, since there are no gumas, it's not like Vina that has gumas. Vina has cheese that holds inside. And therefore, you have to worry about the milk inside of your head, then there are no gumas. So why are we worried about the tzuchel cholov that's inside over here? That's one reason. A second reason, what Mordechai brings down, why in the world would any guy mix inside Tomei, mice cannot make it into butt over here? Talk about Shaitim over here, like Taisa says, by Gvina, talk about Shaitim over here. That's how the Prechodesh, the guy brings it down. Two different reasons why to make it. But those are as far as over here. Halacha among the Rishonim, the Machlokes. That those mice who are Machma, the Rashba's Machma, the Sveta Orach is Machma. Now the Rashba's Machma, for his Shita, as Gvinas Akum, the Sveta Orach is Machma, it's not his reason, it's not the dirty pots and pans over here. And therefore they have a Bayah of Chazer and Dam and Chelu Kedoyma. That's Alch Blias. But here you have Mamoshes over here. Then. Asal Shani among the Rishonim, the Bein Tam, the Bein Peretz, the Bein Kedemah Mimekel over here. And the Rosh comes along and says, we're talking about the Torah, he's not sure why to be Machmer, but Maisa Ein Limchas, those want Mimekel. Those seem to be the three different sheaves among the Rishonim. Lach Maisa, the way of the Mechab brings it down. Okay, he brings down Mixas for Mixas. He said, okay, get a cooking, okay. Allah Maisa come on the first Mechaber, and his Losh is not to make a Macha. Now, Pash is what that means. It means Be'esim to be Machmer. That means what's the Loch Negev to Chemo? It's Lachat Chilah to be Machmer, but those who are Mekel not to make a Macha. That means I heard one Rav give a Shir and say, he read the Shulchan Aruch, said, Maisa, it's Mutter. It's Mutter, Lachat Chilah, no problem. The Vadi Yishmah should be Machmer. I think it's not Pshat. The Maisa look at the Beis Hillel. The Chalas Bionim brings down Beis Hillel before the Taz. Beis Hillel says, Pshat in the Mechabas and in the Mechois means what?
So
means. Don't make a macho, but vada don't do it. Like tchila, vada chem la ma'isa be machmer. Ma'isa be machmer. No, but he brings down. We have the tour, the beginning of the Rosh. It says ein lemchois, and there is a Rosh, but the ma'isa be machmer here. It's ein lemchois. It's ein lemchois. It says that. But at the end of the day, he's saying Eilim Chayes. Ma'is that Chilav Lati Machmer. That means again. So why be Machmer for? Either you have the Isavet Aruch, or you have the reason inside the Rashba. It sounds like it's coming inside the Sugya of the Rashba, which is Nichol Get a Kvinas Akum. The Kvinas Akum. What?
It's possible that by being if you're a Machmer, the Mekel, and you're Machmer, that's the Chilav being Mecha, and that would be.
No, we'll get to what that means. Why some people are Mekel Machmer. That means, I'll calm down. It sounds like the Mechab is being Machmer for the Shita of the Rashba. Therefore, by Gvinas Akum, there's no way around it. There's no heter, no Natsahadi, you have to have a heter. Also, by Chemo, you have to be made by Yid, or owned by Yid over here. Now, comes along the Ramah, when he brings it down, he says, those are being Mekel, bring it to the place of being Machmer, and vice versa. The two Shitas, what the Lacha is. Now, just to explain what the Ramah means. The first, the concept in general, the person is a place that he, where they asked it. He goes to a place that's matched it. The sugya and psochim, halacha is that you have to take the chum of the machim where you came from and the chum of the machim where you're going to. That's the klal b'klalius. That means, whatever chum you have, you go to a place of being mekel, you have to keep your chum. You go to a place where they're machmer, you take on their chum. So what's the two sides over there in the Ramah? So there are two, says the Nasi Kalim, they're arguing what the reason to be machmer for. Is it being machmer to the sugya the isavet aruch? Says the Taz. He says, why could the pots and pans have a baya of dam inside, chelav inside? So that's in your mokum. You have a problem. You go to their place. I agree they're doing his mutter. So 100%, I'm allowed to go to their place. I agree they're doing his mutter. I'm allowed to have their butter over there. If I care, he comes to me with his kosher butter. If he has a heck of it on it, mine says mutter. That's the first mandi yomer. The second, the yesh yomer holds no. The baya will be machmer chayshvo is inside the sugya the rashba. The Rashba says the reason to be Machmer is ask Kvinas Akum. Kvinas Akum, if I hold that's my Chumra, it's the Rashba Shvoi, I go to Yomar Mokum, after Machmer Mitzad, I hold Etzim Chemas like Vina Vet Machmer. I mean, the two issues over here is what the Sad to be Machmer? Is it Mitzad Issevet Aruch, Mitzad the Rashba? That's for the answer, the Ramah. Now, in this case, in this Chem over here, the Chem we're discussing is best made from the cream on top. Let's say the Chem is made from the make vino, you have cheese, you take out the cheese and left with whey. You take the whey, you make that into chemo. We'll have a heto over here.
Again.
So the pesach tshuva brings out some soy without a kimto. That's the case. That's the case. It's costing. Can you make from whey into butter that the halachas of chemo or the halachas of vino?
And that's the case of what?
Shpach.
What is butter made from whey? That's the pesach tshuva some soy. He's discussing it. Sounds like you can.
Okay.
Now, the Maisa gets involved with you say he's Nichol Nesu Beminyan. It's Kvino. But no, if I care, the Maisa Chem was not Nesu Beminyan, but it's Chemo. That's the two sides of the Pesach Tshuva over here. The Maisa sounds like Iki wants to be Mekel, then Iki wants to be Machmer. He says those who are Maisa who are Mekel, at least won't ask the Kalim and through to be Bottle Beroyim. At the end of the day, it sounds like it to be Machmer at the end of the day, unless it's a Kenel we make, but otherwise it's a Chumro Mitzad the Ged of Gvino. Now that's Mitzad Sam Chemel. Let's say you have Chemel that want to be Machmer. You want to Mavashal the Chemel, which they're going to babble if they are to be Mavashal the Chemel or not. Another Shiloh. But to Mavashal the Chemel, will there be a Heter over here? They point out depends upon the Rashba, the Rambam. According to Rambam, there's some milk left inside, it's special gzeir by chemo. When you cook it, it takes out the milk. Nobody have called tummy. Mashenkin, according to Rashba, nichlan get a gvinasakim like plug, the mice are going to ask it, should be ulcer. The evil according to Rashba is ulcer, Bishul, the Rambam, the mice is going to be matured. Lochla maiso, come along the mechaber and says, but mokum that there is no minig, then you can be mekel. That means, let's say, chor in America, the halacha is there is no minig, not to ask and not to matter. If you want to be mevashlit, then it can be mekel. The Pichodesh wants to disagree and said, what do you mean no minig? If there is a minig, let's mevashlit, let's go cook it over here. Kamal Pesach Tshuva, and he brings down the Noid B'Yehuda, and he says, the Noid B'Yehuda disagrees with the Pichodesh. It says, Pichodesh, it says, as Isavet Arach, or as the Rambam. Mevashlit, it's the Rashba, it's also. Mechodesh, the Rashba, Shito. There's a gzeir, like plug over here. Therefore, the reason why we're saying over here, only with there is no minig to be make the mevashlit, because if there is a minig, give it by Yom, it's not a sugi of the Rashba.
What do you gain from cracking from the basha?
It takes out the little liquids of milk that's inside of it. If it's not, they're left with just chal that's kosher.
What happens to that? It evaporates?
Goes away, dissipates, it's mevatel, comes part of it, it just goes away.
What happens to the butter? The butter doesn't. The butter remains.
We'll get to, I think we're asking. Now, that means, come on, the place can discuss. Now, they're asking over here, can you do this like l'chatchila? Part of the question is, what's really happening over here? That means the words of the Mechaber, if you were Mevashlet. Look up the Beis Yosef, it says, even L'chatchili, you'll do that, and I'm all bringing down, even L'chatchili can't be Mevashlet. The question discussed the Nitzik Elam, what happens to the Sukhmi Mevashlet is L'chatchili? You have this little bit of Tzachtzuchai Cholov, there might be a Chshash of Tomei inside, that we have a Isra on it, we come along and cooking it and getting rid of it. Why does Nichol get Mevashlet is L'chatchili?
So it's again, if it evaporates.
Oh, so, right. So come along, right, so come along the Nitzik Elam, give two to some. The one who tiny that bets him when you're cooking it, it burns out. It goes away. Even if it doesn't go away, the one tiny definitely get a suffix with this Isser inside. That's how big the place can want to go. Akam the Taz, he says no. Once the argument of mother, most of the lochas, the chatchilo, you can mevatel it, mevashel it. Akam the Taz says no, it's also the sugi mevatel it, chatchilo. Ram doesn't hold of that. He holds by Jabal, the Kavi Moshe mevatel. So the Mai, you want tiny, it's even according to Ram, it's only b'diavet, not the chatchilo. And therefore, once you mevashel it, when there is no minig, you can't be mekel l'chemo. Therefore, in chutz la'aretz, when there is no minig, in America, there's no minig, to mevashel it, l'mash should be mutter. Now, after the mevashel mitzias, is butter in America that you buy with the USDA, that the yeshivas get free from the government, what is that exactly? Is it nichel in the Rashba Gminas Akum or the mevashel it? L'mash will be no problem over here.
They cook it, or the
shalas,
if they cook it, or the
shalas,
if you cook it?
If, we're not cooking it for sure.
Right.
The question, do they have, what's the process of making butter in chutz la'aretz? Don't know. Now, negate to butter, let's say, the Rashba says it's a gedder of cheese, but there is no minig, so only wrong answer, the Rambam.
So the example that we just gave,
yeah.
It's not a butter with a half
shot. It will come out that according to a Moshe Lechobi, Nichol get it off stam. So the question, would it be better than stam? That means according to a okay, the Rashba won't have a hetter, but we're not going to the Rashba, we're going to the according to the Rambam. Al the Rambam, which is saying, Lama Vashlat Chilo, according to the Rambam Malach, you'll have a hetter of stam. But if you not, if you mevashel it, you'll have to even better than stam. Everyone will have a hetter.
Why do we know there's no minig there?
America has a minig. They have a minig maybe to do everything, but if anything, the minig is everything. As Rav Ruben once told me, in America, alts is mutter, alts parva, alts mezainus. No, that's America. That's the minig in America. If anything, the minig is alts mutter, alts parva, alts mezainus. Everything is fine. That's the minig in America. Everything is fine. Now, we said by the case of Gvina, with the thing that mixes one with another, what's the lacha? We said by Gvina is the case of Shishim. However, the case to get to Chema, which is Mavucha, Lapa's going to be Mekel, that's the Tazan Shach, so the get over here is Nichol get Avroiv. Once Nichol get Avroiv, you go back to the Pisne Shuvah and Simon Kufya Beis, it says, the Sugil Chanan, when do you apply it by? It says, not by Pas, not by Bishul, and not by Chema. It's not saying Gvina or Chalav, it said Chema, Dafka. What Dafka Chema? The law of chema is anything that the klal is bottom roy. There's no chenan, because the whole reason why he machmer on chenan by shari sturm is otobas mechol was a case of shishim, and that's roy will not have the sugi of chenan. Therefore, Kavina is Shishim, so you have Chanan. Mashen Chema is right, therefore it won't be any Sukkim Chanan. Therefore the Peskachuva said Dafka, did not say the word Cholova Kavina. He said the past, Bishul, and Chema. Those three things did not say the Sukkim Chanan, because those three cases are Botel Beroiv. Fine, that's two cases, Kavina and Chema. Now let's get involved with other cases. There's something called Kavina Raka. Basically, what that means is they call it cottage cheese and cream cheese and yogurt. Betzim, there is no Gvina Lavana. All these things over here seems to be, as far as I can read the Svarim or understand what's going on over here, that there is no external maimed that goes inside of it. So the question over here is it Nichol Negeder of Cholov? Is it Nichol Negeder of Gvina? Nichol Negeder of Chema? What category do you put these things? And therefore, which halach would have basically? Is it gvina like plug? Is it chalav you have hetav chalas tam? Is it chema you have machlokes tati machmat tati mekel? Which one is it exactly? So the starting point to say the ma'aseh why it should not be gvina. The most common thing is gvina. Why not be gvina? Are you calling it cottage cheese? Calling it cream cheese? Are you calling it things that are cheese? Let it be gvina. What? So the first thing that I said external, my very clear. They're saying they're not taking. To turn into cow cheese and cream cheese, it did not need an external maimed. What they can do, if it waits a day or two, it starts fermenting and changing by itself. They might help with outside things, might do with that, but it's not needed. It's not needed. And therefore, the question is, since it's not needed, maybe it's nifl to get a chol of a chemo. Or say, fakarat, lemaisa, a pulis maimed is happening over here. Once an act of maimed is happening, we know by gvina or machmer because there's a maimed happening. But also nichol neged gvina because a maimed is happening. So two sides of the equation really is there is a maimed, but it's not external. It's external maimed that naturally will turn into these things, other ingredients maybe, but that's what naturally happens over here.
Yeah, but the maimed gvina was because of because of
external, right?
It's valid over here. There's no
correct. So you want mekel? That's one. That's satya mekel. Atzad sheni. The Chazal say anything that has a catalyst over here can come to answer.
There's a catalyst.
No, even a sovereign can answer. Even a sovereign can answer, right? What's the word we answer? Do we say this in the case of Nichol Geder of a sovereign? Do we answer all maimeds, even though it's inborn by itself or not? That's what Moshe has a tshuva about the cream cheese, he has a tshuva about cottage cheese, two separate tshuvas, and really that's the case over here. Chalk Yom is Marathon, this question of back and forth. What's the halacha in these cases over here? It should make a difference. That should make a difference over here. So even if it can come to that level, again, if it's gvina, we'll have a loy plug no matter what, and the chalav will get involved with a head of chalas tam. So even if you're right, let's say milk can come that way. But if you have had the medina watch it over you, so what? It'll be motor, according to our Moshe. Under what is it? So they point out the advice has a true what sounds like discussing case of yogurt. And his words are by case of yogurt, the mice said since there needs an amota happen over here, mice we should answer it. The Chokh was Odom, it sounds that way also. Achar Hashedi, the Prichodosh, when he's discussing the case of Kutach, also unless you have to get back to Kutach, what that is, but said by Kutach, the reason why Avadu, what can we mask before? Either there's amota over here, if there's real chash, Prichosh, no real chash, the mice should be Mekel. Not Nechel get a Gvino. Nechel get a Pshashis over here. So it seems to be a Machloikis, Prichodosh, first we advise. Numerous farming down there, to the Goldstein or Belsky or for Shechtel, the mice they want to be Mekel, they have different rayas. The mice are Moshe Tshuva, he goes back and forth, and at the end of the day he says, Ein Limchois. You know, rayas this way, no that way. That way, sounds like he wants to be more like Lahokal, but at the end of the day he says, Ein Limchois, those want to be Mekel. The Chalk Spin Yomun, when he brings it down, the mice he ends up also with Marchinus, Tetzorch in
Holzer. He says, Ein
Limchois, it means Balnafshas in Mach. First of all, even more about that, it means like a field in Mach. And V'oid, he points out that in a lot of these cheeses, that after they make it, the cow cheese and cream cheese, afterwards they add in more milk afterwards, it's only my Baya of Chol Vakim over here. So there's a question, we exactly put it under what category? Among the Sfarim, it seems to be not clear. And part of the question is, what exactly is the process to get a cow cheese and cream cheese? Again, on the market, everyone knows there is cream cheese, that's Philadelphia cream cheese, there are people who buy it, they want to say it's Dichel Neheter of Chol Vastam. And again, they're assuming it's nichol neged of cholov. It'll have its parameter, its category. It's mashenken. If you go like, if you want to say nichol neged of gvino, meaning have a sugya over here on the side, the idea of loy plug, will be a chubi abayan, the chubi cannot have for the Philadelphia cream cheese. What? Oh, you, because there are Rambowski holds and Rosh Hashanah holds that cream cheese is on the category of cholov. Cholov stam is mutter. The question is, yeah, yes. No. But gvini, a gvini is no kula. You have to own it, or you have to put inside it, or you have to see it.
But they don't do the rennet.
As far as I know, they don't. There is no rennet over here. There is no. That means Philadelphia cream cheese is assuming. Again, most people know what that is. They're assuming that there's no, that it's nichel in the category of milk and has a hetter of cholos tam, which a bal nefesh anyway should be machmir against. But if you hold it nichel together gvino, you advance. What? No, chema. You want to cook it, take it out. Anyway, we'll machmir chetchila
and chema. But it won't have the added benefit of that gvino is not cholos.
No, that we only said that when we took care of the Gavina aspect, that we have had to, when Moshe said we take care of the Gavina aspect, right, but here we didn't take care of the Gavina aspect.
There is no Gavina aspect.
No, according to the Machmim, it's saying it is Gavina.
No, according to Rabelski.
Rabelski is not Gavina, right, that's saying it's called Stam, Yishol Yishol. No, they won't have that Lavik in the Heter. The reason by Gavina is, no, by Gavina is that one will put inside, because anyway, because by Gavina there's no liquid inside. Cream cheese and cottage cheese have liquid inside. They have liquid. So I don't think you have the non-sided they put inside. I don't think you have a special heter. So again, so it comes out that these things, Philadelphia cream cheese, it really depends on this question. And if you hold the screen, you won't have the heter, and again, the OU does not hold the way. That's clearly what they sell. And when you, I think actually they import it now, right? They have Philadelphia cream cheese here. I think the super salads, they import it now. And they import it. No, the main thing that you have to realize, first in this country, people are, you have to know they're more machmir mitzvah of sugya holy Yisrael, number one. Number two, you have to get a mitzvah of gvinus Yisrael. Another case is a sugya of kutach. Now, kutach we saw in Simon Kufi Beis. Over there, you take your pas, you dim inside your kutach, you take it out, nobody of pas akum. Pas palter. What happens to the sugya of cholav akum? Gvinus akum. What happens to the sugya of cholav akum? So then we have machlig is Taz and Shach. What happened over there? Came along the Taz, and he wants a taino in the Mechus Yaakov. Echnami, in that case, as Cholvak, Maisli, Sol, Sorit. Come along the Shach, and he brings down this Apaiskin, the Bach, the Drisha, they said there's no Bayah by the case of Kutach of Chol Yisrael. Why? Because me, as bottle, will not graze upon it. So by the case of Kutach, which you have no first of Kutach is, no one mentions the Issim of Gvinus Yisrael, they point out. Everyone discussing the Issim, the Shiv, the Chalvak, the Chol Yisrael. After this light plug of Venus Yisrael, they left a blank. They have to know what the case over there is. What is Kutach exactly? As Chol Yisrael, what the machlokes over there is. So the base mayor says that the case of Kutach is the word Zeyah Melech. Basically something that's maimon by itself. The way the Chacham Zalman says it's Shemenet, it's just a cream on top. So it's argument what exactly even is Kutach. Zeyah Melech? Zeyah Melech? Okay, the Chalkas Ben Yomim says it's something that's mine by itself. Buttermilk is
sour milk.
Okay. So now it really leads also the shemenet over here. You get the shemenet, you take all the cream thing on top. What is that? Just the cream itself. And you made it into whipped cream, not make it yet into butter. Is that nichel in the case of gvino, or is that chalav? Which category is it under? So the chalav is something you have to evolve with. If it's thick, or if it's thin. My say it's thick, maybe it's nichel together of chema, of butter, will have it center. Because what happens if you keep beating it, it turns into butter. But if it's thin, you want to say nichel together of chalav. That's just two sides. It goes back and forth. My say two sheets over there. Masham says, what do you mean, thin or thick? At the end of the day, the maisa still has liquid inside. It's not butter yet. It should be back to the sugya of cholav akum over here. They discuss what exactly is buttermilk. Now, also, that's what the Kav Chaim discusses. When you have the butter, what's the milk that comes out from it? So that about the nichel geta of a bayam cholav, because what's coming out, you have no raya that's left behind for the butter, the maisa nichel geta of chema, nichel geta of cholav over here. American cheese. Now, first, American cheese, Lilo tells me, is not really anything made specific for American cheese. It's American processed cheese, not real cheese. Now, what exactly they're doing over here. They get involved with what issur is under what category. Nichol geder of gvino, nichol geder of cholov, nichol geder of kak cholov over here. So first, the Hulk's Binyon writes about this twice. He says, first of all, negate the American cheese and there are no holes there. Smooth. So my see can have any tzatzuche cholov inside. They cook it all together. So something was something. They took a bunch of cheeses from all over the place. They cook it all together. Mavashlet. So now there are no holes left over here. Yeah, it's processed cheese. They took all a bunch of cheeses from all over the place and they just cook it all together. And there aren't no holes there. And therefore, one's time, maybe it's nichol geder of a chema that means mavoshel. Chema mavoshel, a ma'aseh, yeah, no, a ma'aseh can be mekel. No problem here. Except, he points out that in these things they also put in avkad chalov in the processed cheese. So he says, like he writes, if I go like l'shitasai, like the chaznish, that there is no heta of kat chalav, they want to have a faya by the American cheese, means on the sugyo of a kat chalav.
But it's very cheese, how do you think it's modern? What? It's very cheese, now they cook the viper, they got the
oyster
cheese.
So then he goes, what happens to the sugyo gavino? Do you have a loy plug over here? So no, now he cooked it back to sugyo chem over here. So he goes back and forth, he gets involved with three different sugyos, of kat chalav, chemo, and gavino, and then they kedaki end of tzorachin. What category? What halacha? What parameters does it have to have? Sugya gvino, sugya chemo, or cholov? What is it? Now there's something called ricotta cheese. Ricotta cheese. Ricotta cheese. I'm sorry. I don't know if I ever had it. Do we have it around? Ricotta cheese. So ricotta cheese is basically that after you make cheese, you're left with the whey. And from that way, you make cheese out of that again. So they get involved with three questions over here. Is it cholov? Is it gvino? And it has the blias of gvino's hakam.
That's
not pesachim. No, not pesachim, that's not his case. No, he discussed making cheese itself. So the ma'aseh mitzvah of cholov hakam, the machlok is among the achronim, the chakir wants to be machmer, the prichodesh wants to be mekel, as cholov hakam. As gvino's hakam, they want taino. That's not nichol gvino right now. But they have a bayah that's what? It's the way that they made into gvino. The bayah, the ik bayah they point out is what happened. You took gvino, gvino's loy plog, and you cook it together with the whey over here. What's that there? The whole process, the hot temperature. So, l'chuy have a bayah, the blias of the gvino went inside this whey, and now the whey is you make it to ricotta. So the whey has a problem of gvino sakum. The whey has a blias now. Please end up our what? Shishim. Don't shishim over here as far as I know, by the way. It's not even, what, three times the amount, not 60 times the amount. So it comes out that the Avozna and the Chalks, we don't want to ask the Rakota, not mitzad the Gvina Shabbat, mitzad the Blias of Gvina that you took out, they left the way, they're making the cheese over here. Fine, there are other cases discussed. I'm not sure what there are some of these cases, but the Ein Svarim, he goes to Chavisal, Kilchasal, different cases, what, how to make cheeses, or what category they're under. Just for the gear for tomorrow, we're starting now Simkut Design. Simkut Design on the page is not too much, off the page there's a lot. Tomorrow's Chabura is going to be on Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Aleph is the Sugi of Giloy, there's a long Beis Yosef. We're not going to focus on the Sugi of Giloy because we don't have the Choshim as man as that. We're focusing on the Sugi of Sakon and Negev to Dogim, whether it's fish meat or cheese and meat or having some water after fish, the Sakon of Dogim.
Cheese and meat is
now, what?
Cheese and fish. That seems 6 hours.
Now, I know we don't have too much time. I know this time of Chabur, I'm going to say tomorrow, you can see the Maamar Kohimis afterwards also. Everyone knows the basic questions and ideas. Anyway, most of us can be off the page. So whatever you see today, see whatever you can. Whatever you don't see today, we'll see anyway the day afterwards. That's long for Abel.
Tomorrow,
we're here. Yeah.